Oftentimes in prayer, when I'm reading scripture, I like to think of all those moments that aren't written down. We have just a couple books that record 33 years of Jesus' life. Not much is known of the first 30 years of his life, just a few little books. Even in his public ministry, those 3 years, there's still a lot that's left out. I like to think of those moments in which Jesus was just walking with the apostles, which he was just teaching with them. It was in those moments that he really laid the foundation of the church, of what he wanted these apostles to do after he left. Today's gospel is kind of a sneak peek into what that may have been like. We don't hear of any arguing with the Pharisees. We don't see any incredible miracles. We don't see Jesus teaching with any parables. All he's doing is simply walking through the countryside, teaching his apostles. Today's gospel is special because it is where we get the teaching for the papacy from, the teaching of the Pope, why we believe in a Pope. It's Peter's famous confession, and in particular in Matthew's gospel, it's really important for us. Because in Matthew's gospel, it has Jesus' response. The other gospels just have Peter's confession. But Jesus' response of saying, here are the keys to the gates of heaven. We know that in that action, he put Peter as the first pope. He put Peter as the head of the church in which he wished to leave us. Even throughout the other parts of Scripture, even in the Acts of the Apostles, we can see how the different disciples and apostles would come to Peter as a sign of authority. They would come to Peter to ask questions, to see what to do. So why is this important? Why is this important for us? In my first couple of years when I studied over in Rome, I was a St. Peter's tour guide. I gave tours of probably one of the biggest and most beautiful churches in the world. And I was waiting in line one day, and this little Italian lady came up to me, and she was speaking really quick, and she was kind of dragging her son behind her. And she said, she looked at me, she said, tell him why this is important. She wanted me to tell her son, what's the purpose of this church? Why did we build this church? So I kind of went through the spiel I usually give at the beginning of my tours. I quoted Matthew 16, what we heard from today's gospel, of how Jesus wished that Peter would be the first pope. He wished that Peter would be the head of the church after he ascended to heaven. And that's why this church is important, because this is where Peter's buried, and they built a church on top of it. So in a way, what we hear in today's gospel of, you are Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, in a way they took that very literally at St. Peter's Basilica. They built a huge church right on top of Peter. But in another way, in the universal understanding, the church is built on the papacy for a few reasons. The first reason that I think this is applicable for us is its unity. The papacy is unifying. When we talk about how the church is one, holy, Catholic, apostolic, we talk about how it's one, that Jesus came down with one teaching. And it is the Pope's job to hold on to that teaching, to make sure that we are all one. And that's something which us Catholics hold very dear. The second part that's applicable, especially to us, is that it's apostolic. And what does that mean? It's apostolic in that it holds on to what Christ actually taught us. It holds on to what Christ actually taught. So all those moments in which Jesus is just walking through the fields with the apostles, those apostles know what he taught, and the church is apostolic. It holds fast to what the apostles did, of what Christ commanded them to. So the reason we have a pope, there are many reasons, but two that I find that are applicable for us right now are that it's unifying, it unifies us, and second, it holds on to what Christ actually taught us. It makes us true to the teaching in which Christ wished to leave us. So today, especially with this gospel, especially with this week, I encourage you just to pray for our Holy Father. To pray for our Holy Father, also to pray for unity within Christianity. Pray for unity, pray that we all may become one again, and that we may know what Christ's true teaching is, so that with the words and the confession of St. Peter, we may also be able to say that you are Christ, the Son of the living God.